In a world full of voices, blocking out the noise is vital. The Bible is clear that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Therefore, this show is dedicated to providing you with a clear sound of the Scriptures, which are inspired by the Spirit of God and passed down by apostles and prophets. I am your host, Delivering the Heat, Gerald Joseph, a preacher and avid student of the Word, and you are now listening to the Holy Fuel Podcast. Welcome once again to the podcast. So glad you've decided to tune in. Thank you for all of the support from each and every listener. As I always say, y'all are the real MVPs. And in today's episode, we're not going to get into any new content. We will save that for the new year. But as for now, I just want to backtrack on the year 2023. As you know, I had been, we had been announcing that we would release this podcast on May 1st, 2023. And so thus far, we have put out about 16 full episodes. And the stats are in. And I can say that I am well pleased and thankful for all that the Lord has done, because truly, I don't know where this endeavor would have been if it hadn't been for the Lord. I want to say thank you to all those who have shared the podcast. Thank you to all those who have subscribed from day one and are faithful listeners. I see you. I want to say a special shout out to the Ramelis. Listen, you guys, we love you guys out here in Pittsburgh. We're thankful, you know, for everything the Lord is doing in your life, and we're looking forward to celebrating you guys with every endeavor that comes your way. So I want to say thank you to you guys. I know there's other subscribers out there, but I do want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you. I really appreciate you, and your support for this endeavor does not go unnoticed. And by the way, I think that's the sway of this episode, because I really just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to every listener out there, those who have tuned in, those who I have pitched the podcast to personally. Listen, I want to say thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for giving me your ears for the roughly 40 minutes that I have made these episodes. You guys have been the realest, and this boy is happy. Before my 33rd birthday, I am very happy and thankful for everything that's gone on. Also, I have to give a shout out to my man, Jay Witty. Listen, this has been like my A1 since day one. Jordan is one of my best friends, you know, like ever, I will dare say. And we have worked on the music for the podcast together. Check him out on AM Productions. He is a killer with making tracks and beats. Listen, if you need anything, holler at Jordan Whitaker at AM Productions. You know, he sent me this track, and he just wanted me to listen to it. And little did he realize that, you know, I'd finally come to the place that we would produce the podcast. And so what ended up happening is that when he sent me that track, I was like, I couldn't stop listening to it. And I thought to myself, I think this would be it for the podcast. And so, man, if you only knew the background work, it's like we went back and forth because we don't live in the same city. So we went back and forth and finally got the track to where we wanted it to be. And so that is the intro to the Holy Fuel Podcast. that soundtrack, that beat, that was made by AM Production. So I have to send a great shout out to my man, my brother from another mother. Thank you, Jordan. I really appreciate you. I appreciate your family, and I appreciate our friendship. Listen, I don't know if I have a friendship that's like my friendship with this guy. So thank you, Jay Witty. I appreciate you, man. Man, and I gotta give a shout out to my wife. My wife, the enabler of my craziness. You know, many times she never wants to keep me in conversations talking to people because I can talk for a long time. Now, what's interesting is that it's not always been like that. But as the years have progressed, you know, and as I've grown in Christ and grown in this thing, you know, truly, I mean, I enjoy engaging with people in conversation. You know, it's a treat for me. And so for always putting up with me, I got to say thank you to my lovely wife. She's the GOAT. She is the greatest. She has supported me from day one. And you know what? I couldn't say thank you enough. She does a lot. No one sees everything that she does, but I got to give it to her. She is the queen of this castle, and I am forever indebted and forever grateful for everything that she does for herself, everything she does for me, everything she does for our babies, everything she does. She's working around the clock, and I'm extremely thankful for her. And I got to say, I'm also thankful for my leaders, man. You know, it's all about leaders to see the gift that's in you, even when you can't see it. And I remember the days when I had no idea. You know, I was living in my fears of speaking, my fears of doing anything of this nature. But it was a man of God in my life that spoke to me and said, I believe the Lord is calling you to preach. And little did he realize at that time that I had already knew it. I just needed that confirmation to know that this was truly it. Man, the story is crazy, you know, but really seeing in me what I couldn't see in myself, and as well as his wife as well, you know, they have been some of the realest people in my life, and they have really helped me to develop as a young man and to grow in this thing, and they have kept my feet standing, man. You know, I've got to say thank you to my pastor and his wife. Shout out to the book mentor. Shout out to the wife with pipes. Shout out to the Mancinos, man. I love you guys. I'm thankful for you guys, and you guys have always been a great voice in my life, and you guys keep me grounded. You guys keep me balanced, and I can't say thank you enough. So shout out to the man of God. Shout out to his wonderful wife. You guys have been amazing, and I am thankful every day that the Lord has placed you guys in my life, that I can look up to you guys as leaders. I am absolutely honored to serve under you, to serve with you, and to literally just see God do what he does. I am thankful for them. And I got to give one more shout out before I get into the stats of the podcast, and that is shout out to Calvary Apostolic Church. I was a young man and I didn't know anything when I moved to Pittsburgh. But wow, how things have changed, man. This church has put up with me. This church has bared with me in my ignorance and my stupidity and my goofiness and everything in between. And you know what? Shout out to Calvary, man. Thank you, Calvary. Because if it wasn't for you, I don't think I'd even be where I am today. The Lord has been so gracious with me. And truly, Calvary has been gracious with me as well. So thank you, Calvary, for the opportunity to serve you. I love you guys. Our family loves you guys. And we're excited to see where God is taking this church. As I always say, onward and upward. We're moving forward. And so with that, I just want to get into a couple of the stats of the podcast. As you know, we started just around May, you know, so we're not a big podcast. We've not reached the whole world or anything of that nature, but who has despised the day of small things? And I just want to share with you that the podcast has reached 500 downloads. Now, it might not be a big number for you, but for me, I am absolutely thankful and I am somewhat dumbfounded that there were 500 people, or maybe not 500 people, but there were people who spent their time listening to what this dude has to say about the Word of God. And I am just thankful for every listener out there. I don't know everyone who's tuning in, but all I can say is thank you for tuning in to the Holy Fuel Podcast. We have about 16 full episodes. And with the stats, it actually showed me what your favorite episode was. And as you could probably imagine, everyone's favorite episode seems to be the catalyst. And the catalyst has led the charge with about 60 downloads as this episode is being recorded. And so I just want to say thank you for tuning in, guys. Y'all are the realest, for real, though. You know, so what came in as a close second was the episode entitled Shiloah. And you know what? It was actually pretty interesting. You know, I enjoyed working on that episode. I enjoyed, you know, doing some study. I enjoyed all of that. And you know what? I think you did too. I just want to say thank you for listening to these episodes. And feel free to listen to them again. Because I think something about the Word of God is that it is perpetual. Listen, you can read your Bible 60 times in your lifetime, and the next time you read it, you will still strike gold again. Listen, it's the gift that keeps on giving. And so, like I said, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for putting this podcast on the map. Thank you for all that you do, all of your support, all of your love. I am absolutely grateful for you. You know, and so, as you know, we set out to put out an episode every other week. You know, we weren't going crazy with this. We weren't putting all of our eggs right at the same time, but we decided to pace ourselves. And so truly with this, I'm surprised. I'm surprised. I'm excited. You know, there's a lot of emotion, but man, thank you. You know, so there was 500 downloads. Okay, there were 16 full episodes. We have breached two countries. And I was actually pretty surprised about that. We have breached the U.S., obviously, and we have also breached Canada with the podcast. And so I say, share away, guys. You know, I'm excited to see what doors the Lord will open with this endeavor, with this podcast. I just want to see God do his thing, man. I really don't care about getting any accolades for this in any way, shape, or form. All I want is to propagate the Word of God and to give you the holy fuel that you need to live and stay firm in the faith. That is my only aim, my only goal, is to see people saved, to see people sent, and to see people grounded. I want to see you stay in the love of God. And so we've got two countries. And obviously, I think this is a no-brainer. The most popular city for the Holy Fuel Podcast is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Listen, I love this city. It's taken me a long time since I've moved here from Miami to grow a love for the people of the city, a love for the city itself. And you know what? Truly, I finally can say I'm at home in Pittsburgh. And so y'all are the realest Pittsburgh, or I should say Yens is the realest Pittsburgh. And so I just want to say thank you for tuning in, and let's keep tuning in the new year. I'm excited for what the Lord is going to do in the new year for this podcast. We are working on content, you know, more content in the new year. We're going to give in to a lot of what people have spoken to me on a personal basis. And so we're looking forward to some book reviews. You know, there's a particular individual in Pittsburgh that has asked, hey, you should do book reviews. And so you've asked, and I heard you, and I will begin to do some book reviews as the podcast goes forward. Sorry, I'm out here jumbling over my words. I figured I'm not going to edit this episode. I'm just going to leave this one raw, you know, because this is just from the bottom of my heart. I just want to say thank you. You know, also, we will continue on our journey through Joshua. You know, I'm excited. I don't know how long that's going to take, but, you know, Lord knows. And you know what? We got all the time in the world. So we are going to go through Joshua. We are going to continue to sprinkle some episodes here and there. And I think the next episode will be one of those other episodes. We will not go directly into Joshua into the new year, but we will eventually after that first episode that is released in 2024. So stay tuned, because we are getting ready to drop some heat. As you can see, we have already updated our podcast artwork. You know, I have a group of friends, and we kind of like just kind of bounce ideas off each other. And so really, like, I started working on this new artwork for the podcast, and I kind of asked, what are your thoughts? You know, and they liked it. And so, you know what? It passed the approval process, whatever that means, but it passed the approval process. And so we have updated the artwork for the podcast. We're working on more content. And one thing that I was asked from the beginning was, when are you going to put out merch? And you know what? We are working on getting that underway for 2024. We want to invest more into the podcast. We want to bring more from the podcast. And so really, you've spoken, we've listened, and we're going to get to work on providing you with your desires. Because really, at the end of the day, this is for you. This is for you. To every listener that is listening to the podcast, this is for you. I want to give you what the Lord has given me. And so truly, I want to say thank you. And I know I didn't forget this. I didn't forget this, because this is the holiday season. And the reason I didn't want to really put out the new episode yet is because I value that you should spend time with the ones you love. Spend time with family and friends. Enjoy the holidays, no matter how you celebrate. You know, give glory to God and praise Him during this holiday season. And truly, from my heart, from our family, from all of us out here in the Berg, we simply want to say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all of our listeners. Merry Christmas to everyone who's listened to any of the episodes. Merry Christmas from the Holy Fuel Podcast. And we want to say Happy New Year. Have a Happy New Year to each and every one of you. As always, we love you. God bless you. In peace. Thank you for tuning in to the show. This was the Holy Fuel Podcast. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram, but always remember, His Word is the fuel for holiness.